On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced. When they saw the Lord, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, are forgiven. And whose sins you return are returned." The Gospel of the Lord. You. This was the word of our Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples. This word we have said in the midst and confusion. It was said to the disciples when they were going through stress. They were confused. They don't know what they are doing. I was once in that state. I was once confused. I was delusional. I don't know what I was doing. I was lost. But the most important thing in the peace of Christ is that it came on the right time, at the right moment, and at the right place. So, you might be like me. You might be like the disciples. My question today, where do you go when you are confused? When you have fear, fear of the unknown, spoken fear, meditated fear. Fear you can communicate to others, and fear that can be seen by others. I was confused 8 years ago while I was descending priesthood. Taking it back a lot, I was once confused when I finished my high school. Not until, like Father Charlie Gaza said, my spiritual father, Father Pasco, told me, "Kingsley, go to university first. If you make it there, that means God is calling you. He has been a spiritual father to me. He has been a mentor. Sometimes I disobey him too. You know, you dads and mom know how you feel when your son disobeys you. But the most important thing is that I try to say, Father, I'm sorry. Going forward, 2016, I came into the United States. I was also confused. Then I met a mother figure, a nun. She is here today with us, Sister Anne DK. She told me, go a little bit further. There's a diocese called Austin Diocese. If God is calling you, you'll be ordained there. I came in here 2016 and started discerning. Same 2016, I got a home parish, St. Abba the Great. Lovely people, lovely family. I can't begin to count the amount of love I received from you all, and who welcomed me with an open arms. Father Matt Iwuji. Thank you, Father. He welcomed me with an open arms and said, my son, if God is calling you to be a priest, we will support you. We will guide you to achieve that dream. Going forward, you all know how this church is. There was a transition that brought another spiritual father to me. God, in his infinite goodness and mercy, never denied me his peace. He always finds a way to enter my heart, to console me, to give me that peace which I lack. And who did I find? Or rather, who did he bring to my way? Father Charlie Garza. Thank you, Father Charlie Garza. You have been a spiritual father, a mentor, and a friend to me. Like everyone here, we all have spiritual moms, mother figures. I can't begin to mention names. But I'm pushed to mention two names, only two. Miss Julie Gray. She has been a good mother, a mother figure, a supporter. She taught me how to have peace, to embrace the spiritual consolation which I was lacking, to be able to call my wounds wounds. Who again did I go to? Kay Crawford. She is also a mother figure to me. And you all, in one way or the other, have been great support to me. If I begin to mention names, it will no more be a homily, which I was looking forward to, my first homily. But I'm sharing this to tell you how God can come into our lives through our broken hearts, through our wounds, through our fear, through our confusions, like he did in the gospel we read today. The disciples were in the upper room
For fear of the Jews, they locked up the door. The door were locked. What are they afraid of? The Jews. I've been there. But the most important thing that happened to the Jews, to the disciples today, is that they went to the upper room. And what were they doing there? They were praying. They were praying. And asking God for mercy. Mercy for how they betrayed him. Peter denied Jesus. For mercy. They didn't know he would come. I believe they were there in regret of their actions. For being away from our Lord. I believe if they were there, Simeon would not be carried, would not carry the cross of our Lord. They would want to carry the cross of our Lord. Veronica will not wipe the face of Jesus. They were in utter regret. But one thing is so spectacular. One thing that differentiates God from us. When he came to them, he didn't point accusing finger on them. He didn't blame them. He wasn't mad at them. Rather, he did what most of us are afraid to do. He said to them, "Peace be with you." He said it twice. "Peace be with you." My dear friends, are we people of peace? Do we give peace to our enemies? Do we give peace to our neighbor? Do we give peace to strangers? To our acquaintances? Do we give peace to our colleagues in our working places? Do we give peace to people we meet in the store? Our world today needs peace. No wonder Christ was able to step in at the right moment, at the right place, and at the right time to give his disciples peace. What do you give to people around you? He goes further to say he received the Holy Spirit, a specialist in impossible cases. He gave them what we cannot give, what only God can give. Say, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you return are returned. What an awesome gift to the church. He gave us peace. And we receive this peace through the sacrament of reconciliation. When we go into that room to confess our sins, that's what the priest does. That's the gift that was given to the disciples. The gift to bind and loose. My dear friends, we are going through a lot in our society today. The world needs peace. Peace of the Father. Peace is lacking in our midst, in our society today. Let our life be the gospel of peace. And that is what we are celebrating today, the multicultural event. This celebration is called for peace, where you will be like the disciples in the first reading, saying, are they not Galileans? How come we understand them? How come we can hear them clearly? How come? Only Holy Spirit can do it. He is a specialist. In that impossible case. And that is what we are doing today. How come can I eat this food? We are going to have a lot of food out there. How come do this food taste good? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. How come I love this dress? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, there will be a lot of admiration here in this church today. I love your dress. Don't see it to be an ordinary. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Telling you to appreciate others, to go off your way and smile and give peace to your neighbors. I believe you all must have heard more of that while coming in. That is a beautiful dress. I love your outfit. Do not take it ordinary. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, let us ask God in this Mass to give us the gift which He promised us in the second reading, which comes in different shapes and form. Let us ask Him to give us peace, love, and most especially, unity in our world today.